弟兄姊妹们，主日平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace you.
感谢主，他又把我们召聚在这里，一同来敬拜他。
We give thanks to God that He gathered us here to worship Him.
我每次最近这段时间，每次来到教会，我都发现有一个我们的教会一个可喜的进步。
Every time I come to church, these days, I saw a good improvement in our church.
就是我们越来越多的弟兄姊妹们及早的来到教会，在这里祷告。
And that is more and more brothers and sisters came to church early and pray, sitting in the place.
大家为国度祷告，为教会祷告，为弟兄姊妹的需要祷告。
We pray for the nation. We pray for brothers and sisters' needs.
也预备我们自己的心来敬拜神。
And we prepare our hearts to worship our God.
这是非常好的一个进步。
This is a very good improvement.
但是呢，我不得不说，对于祷告这个话题呢，有许多的基督徒还存在着相当的误解。
But I have to say, there's a lot of misconception about prayer in a lot of brothers and sisters.
导致呢，我们并不是很积极的参与祷告。
So that we're not very motivated in participating in prayer.
所以呢，在我们周间的祷告会上呢，参与的弟兄姊妹是不多的。
So during the weekday, our prayer meeting, not many brothers and sisters participate.
所以今天我特别想要用祷告这个话题来跟大家分享。
So I want to talk to you about prayer today.
让我们学习为什么要祷告。
Let's learn why are we praying.
为了什么去祷告。
What do we pray for?
所以今天我要跟大家分享的是一个祷告的话题。
So we pray. So we share with you a topic about prayer.
我大概会从三个方面来跟大家分享。
There are three aspects I will talk about.
第一个方面呢，是一个自私的祷告。
The first one is a selfish prayer.
第二个方面呢，是一个顺服的祷告。
The second one is obedient prayer.
第三个方面呢，是一个随时随地我们可以实践祷告的一些建议。
The third one is pray unceasingly, and we pray always and everywhere.
讲到祷告呢，我想我们都希望从一对夫妇的所谓的祷告上面，我们能够学习一些功课。
When we talk about prayer, we like to learn from a couple about prayer.
这对夫妇呢，平时不怎么祷告。
This couple, they don't pray regularly.
然后呢，他们现在要做一个很重要的决定。
Now they have a big decision to make.
是不是要搬家到一个很远的地方去接受一份工作？
They need to move to a faraway place to accept a job offer.
但是呢，他们的意见不合。
But they don't agree with each other.
他们没有办法做决定。
They cannot make a decision.
但这个时候呢，他们想起来说，哎，牧师说了，在夫妻之间意见达不成一致的时候呢，他们可以分开祷告。
And now, at this time, they thought of a pastor told them that when a couple they don't have agreement, they can pray separately.
所以呢，他们就分开去祷告了。
So they separate and pray.
祷告完以后呢，那个丈夫呢就很兴冲冲地冲出来，说：“哎，我得到神的启示了。”
After prayer, the husband came out running joyfully, say, "I got revelation from God."
我看到了出埃及记第十四章，神对摩西说：“不要害怕，只管站住。”
I saw Exodus 14. God says, "Don't be afraid. Stand still."
那要不要搬呢
？So do they move?
然后那太太说：“哎，你先别着急。”
And the wife said, "Don't rush into anything."
我也看到圣经的经文了。
I saw a verse too.
列王记上十七章，神说：“你起来吃吧，因为你要走的路甚远。”
First King chapter 17 says, "Get up and eat, because the road you are going to travel is far."
那到底要不要搬呢
？So do they move or not?
我常说这种祷告有点像是灵急抱主脚。
I said this kind of prayer is when you have a spiritual emergency, you hold on to Lord's feet.
在无可奈何之下来寻求神的旨意。
Where there's no other thing that can help you, you come to the Lord to ask for help.
也时常会断章取义的来解释圣经的一些经文。
And very often we take a Bible verse out of context.
我们的祷告不应该是这样。
Our prayer should not be like this.
那我们的祷告应该是怎么样子的呢？
So how our prayer should be?
那让我们先做一个祷告。
Let's pray first.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你，把我们召聚在这里。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for gathering us here together.
我们也感谢你赐给我们祷告的权柄。
We thank you for giving us the authority to pray.
主啊，我们自己并不知道怎么样祷告。
Lord, we don't know how to pray ourselves.
求你亲自的用你的话语来教导我们。
We pray that you'll teach us, use your word.
帮助我们有更好的祷告。
Pray, help us to have better prayer.
让我们在祷告当中寻求你的旨意。
So we can seek your will in our prayer.
在祷告当中时常依赖你。
And depend on you in our prayer.
祈求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
Pray that your spirit move among us.
让我们讲的听的同盟造就。
So that we can be built up both the speaker and the listeners.
所以这一切奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，讲到祷告，首先我想跟大家分享的第一个方面，就是一种自私的祷告。
When we talk about prayer, the first aspect I want to share with you is a selfish prayer.
其实自私的祷告呢，有一个层面叫做这种本能反应的这种所谓的祷告。
At one level of the selfish prayer is a natural reaction prayer.
有一次我听一位姐妹，好多年前了，十多年前，她做见证说他在教会里面寻求学习很长一段时间了，但是没有办法说服自己有那么一位创造主，有那么一位救世主。
More than decades ago, a sister shared with me that he seek God in the church for a long time, but she cannot pray out, and she cannot realize there's a savior.
但是有一次在冬天，他晚上开车的时候，他突然间压上了一块冰。
But one night when he was driving at night during the winter, her car ran up to a piece of ice.
他的车子就失控了。
So she lost control of the car.
他意识到这一点的时候，他马上高喊说：“主啊，你来救我！”
When she realized that, she called out, "Lord, save me."
所以这就是一种本能的一种对上帝的回应。
This is instinct, a natural reaction, in response to emergency.
其实，当人即使是不信主的人，看到一些奇妙的壮观的时候，或者遇到一些紧急状况的时候，都会发出这样的一种本能的呼求。
Even for atheists, when they see something grandiose or run into an emergency, they have an instinct to pray a natural reaction prayers.
虽然有时候他们并不知道是向谁求，
Even though they don't know whom they are praying to,
但他们也会求。
But they do pray.
那在这个层次之上呢，有一个叫自我为中心的祷告。
One level above that is called self-centered prayers.
那这个自我为中心的祷告呢，就是经常是我们很熟悉的。
This self-centered prayer is the one that we are very familiar with.
我们向神开出条件。
We make a list to God.
给我更多的财富，更好的车子，更大的房子。
Give me more money, a bigger car and bigger house.
让我凡事顺利。
So that everything is smooth with me.
这是不是听上去很熟悉？
Isn't this very familiar to us?
这个呢，其实是跟有一些其他的信仰，他们那些信徒们到庙里去叩拜所做出的这些祈求其实没什么太大的区别。
This kind of prayer is not very different from people went to the pagan temple to burn incense or bow down.
有人说那他们求的是假神，我们求的是真神。
Some people say they pray to the false god, but we pray to the true god.
我说那唯一的区别就在这里吗？
I asked, is that the only difference?
有一位弟兄说，你看这些人那么虔诚，到庙里去求升官求发财，因为他们求的是假神嘛，他们当然得不到啊。
A brother say, they are so pious, they went to the pagan temple and asked for more riches, better job, because they pray to the false god, of course they don't get it.
那我就反问一句说，那难道我们向神真神求，求升官，求发财，我们就得到吗？
And I asked him, so if we pray to the true God for better job, better, more riches, do we always get it?
我们的心态应该是这样的吗？
Should we have this kind of attitude?
所以我们的祷告跟其他的这些求祝福的这些所谓的祷告应该是不一样的，除了这个祷告的对象不同以外，在本质上应该是不一样的。
Our prayer, in addition to the object of prayer is different, the content of prayer should be different from the pagan prayer.
但是很可惜的是，我们时常在做这种自私的祷告。
Unfortunately, we pray a lot of these self-centered prayers.
这种自私的祷告说的不好听，就是把神当作是圣诞老公公。
This kind of self-centered prayer is taking God as the Santa Claus.
就向他要这个要那个。
We ask for this and that.
说的更不好听一点，是把神当作仆人，我们是主人，我们来命令神替我们成就这些事情。
Even worse than that is taking God as our servant and asking to do this and do that for us.
因为这样的一种自我为中心的祷告呢，就导致了两个很不好的结果。
This kind of self-centered prayer leads to two very bad results.
第一个结果呢，就是有一些比较清高的基督徒说我不屑于向神求这个求那个。
So the first result is some Christians think they are noble and they say I don't want to ask God for this and that.
说你们求这些跟这些外邦人求的有什么两样呢？
The way you ask for things is the same as pagans.
所以干脆就不求了。
So I don't pray and don't ask.
那另外一个结果呢，就会导致我们妄求。
The other result is we ask amiss.
因为有一些东西本来在神的旨意里面本来就是要给我们的。
Because some things it is in God's will that He is going to give us anyway.
那这个时候我们一祷告，我们又得到了这些东西。
And after we pray, we got these things.
我们就以为我们的祷告好有力量。
And we thought our prayer are so powerful.
好像我们拿到了天国的钥匙，我们一转这个车子就动起来了。
As if we got the key to the heaven, and we turn the key, the car start.
让我们高估了自己的祷告。
So we overestimate our prayer.
也有点像是说，如果我们不祷告，好像神就会塞住他的怜悯的心肠。
So on the other hand, it seems that if we don't pray, God will close His merciful heart.
有一次在有一个教会，我看到一个口号，上面说，我们不祷告，神就不动工。
There's one time I went to a church. I saw a banner has a slogan on it. It says, "If we don't pray, God doesn't work."
我们祷告到哪里，神就动工到哪里。
Wherever our prayer go, God goes.
那我也反问一句说，那神是听了谁的祷告而创造了宇宙万物，创造了我们呢？
So I asked them, so whose prayer that God respond to that He created heaven and earth and created us?
神听了谁的祷告，差遣耶稣基督来到世上替我们赎罪，替我们死呢？
Whose prayer was God respond to that He sent His Son Jesus came to this earth to die for us to save us?
所以我们不要高估我们的祷告的能力。
So don't ever overestimate the power of our prayer.
祷告不是改变神，是改变我们自己。
Prayer is not to change God, it's to change us.
好，我们不要做这种自私的祷告。
So we don't do this kind of self-centered prayers.
那我们要做怎么样的祷告呢？
So what kind of prayer should we do?
我们要做的是顺服的祷告。
We should do obedient prayers.
什么叫顺服的祷告呢？
What is obedient prayers?
它有几个方面。
There are different aspects.
第一个方面呢，就是我们做这个决定是不是要祷告，从这个开始。
So the first aspect is, we need to make a decision. Are we going to pray? We start with this.
我们是不是要祷告，应该是被神的话所激励。
Whether we pray or not should be inspired by God's words.
不是取决于我们心情好不好。
It's not depend on whether we are in a good mood or not.
不是取决于我们有没有时间。
It's not depending on whether we have time or not.
不是取决于我们觉得有没有事情要祷告。
It's not depend on whether we have things to pray or not.
我们要被神的话所激励而去祷告。
We should be inspired by God's word to pray.
神的话是怎么说的呢？
What does God's word say?
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六到十八节，大家都很熟悉。我们一起来念这几节经文，先用中文，然后用英文。我们一起来用中文念一遍：要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
1 Thessalonians 5:16 it says, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
所以这里讲到不住的祷告。
It says, pray without ceasing.
是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
这不是神给我们一个建议。
This is not a suggestion from God.
也不是神给我们一个请求。
It's not a request from God.
这是神给我们的命令。
It's a command from God.
所以如果我们遵守神的命令，顺服他的命令的话，我们就会不住的祷告。
So if we obey his command, we will pray without ceasing.
就不再是由我自己来决定了。
It's not decided by me.
不是来看我自己心情好不好了。
It's not depend on my mood.
也不是说我要搞清楚这个祷告的原理是什么我才祷告。
It's not, I need to know how prayer works before I pray.
时常有人说，哎，祷告好像就是对着空气说话。
Sometimes people say prayer is like talking to the air.
全世界那么多人，神他忙得过来吗？
There are so many people in this world when they pray together, can God listen to all of them?
我们搞不清楚神是怎么听我们的祷告的，又是怎么回应我们的祷告的。
We don't know how can God listen to all the prayers, and we don't know how He answers our prayers.
所以搞不清楚，干脆就不祷告了。
Because we don't understand, we don't pray.
但是神给我们的命令是不住的祷告。
But the command is pray without ceasing.
如果我们被他的话所激励，我们顺服他的话语的话，我们就会积极地参与祷告。
If we inspired by God's word and we obedient to His word, then we will motivate to pray.
所以是不是要祷告，不是由我自己决定的，而是由神决定的。
So to pray or not to pray is not decided by me, it's decided by God.
那很多时候我们会说。那我不知道为什么事情祷告，我自己好像没有什么需要，我不知道为什么事情祷告。
So sometimes we say, I don't know what to pray about. I don't have anything to ask, so I don't know what to pray.
那这也是让我们不祷告的一个原因。
And that's another reason that we don't pray.
但是我们的祷告应该是由谁来引领？
But who should lead our prayers?
如果由我们自己来根据我们自己的心思意念呢，很有可能我们的祷告会很枯竭。
If we our prayers led by us, our thoughts, then our prayer will be very dry.
但当我们打开我们的心扉，让圣灵来主领的话，我们就会圣灵就会提醒我们当祷告的事项。
So when we open our hearts, we and let Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to lead us, then the Spirit will guide us things that we should pray.
罗马书第八章二十六节说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Romans 8:26 Likewise the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
所以很多时候我们觉得不知道为什么事情祷告的时候，我们就求圣灵来光照我们，圣灵来带领我们，为什么事项来祷告。
So when we don't know what to pray, we ask the Holy Spirit to shine light on us, guide us so we know what things to pray about.
而且圣灵最主要的一个功用之一是什么？
What's one of the most important functions of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵来是要让我们为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
The Holy Spirit came so that He can convict us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
所以我们有没有被圣灵光照，有没有按照圣灵的带领来祷告，就从我们有没有意识到自己所犯的罪，自己需要向神忏悔的这样的这些得罪神得罪人的地方开始。
So whether we are not, whether we are led by the Spirit, we can see if we can, we are guided by the Spirit to see our sin against our God and our other Christians.
大家记不记得圣经里面讲到有两个人到殿里面去祷告？
Do you remember in the Bible there are two people went to the temple to pray?
一个是法利赛人。
One is Pharisees.
他说感谢神啊。
He said, give thanks to God.
你让我不像旁边这个人。
You make me not like the one beside me.
我又进食又奉献。
I fast and I tithe.
我做得多好啊。
I'm doing a great job.
另外一个是税吏。
The other one is tax collector.
他头也不敢抬。
He couldn't even lift his head.
他只是说可怜可怜我这个罪人。
He only said, have pity on me, Lord.
这两个人的祷告谁是顺从圣灵的祷告？
So from these two prayers, who is led by the Spirit?
所以我们有没有被圣灵责备，可以看出来我们的祷告是不是在灵里面的祷告。
So whether we are convicted by the Holy Spirit, we can see whether we are praying leading by the Spirit.
当我们顺从圣灵去祷告的时候，
When we follow the Holy Spirit to pray.
神会提醒我们，圣灵会提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit will remind us.
我们要为什么样的事情去忏悔？
What things that we should confess and repent?
我们周围有哪些需要？
What are the needs around us?
教会的需要。
The needs in the church.
弟兄姊妹的需要。
The needs among brothers and sisters.
甚至是我们所处的环境。所处的社会的需要。
Even the needs in our society, our community.
如果你让圣灵来引导这个祷告的话，你从来不会缺少祷告的事项的。
If you let the Spirit to lead our prayers, you will not lack of anything to pray.
但往往当我们把眼光都注重在我们自己的需要的时候，你会发现很快祷告就结束了。
If we only focus on ourselves, you will find out that our prayer will be end very soon.
所以顺服的祷告是被圣灵所引领的祷告。
So obedient prayer is led by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们祷告的内容是由圣灵主导，而不是我们自己。
And the content of prayer is guided by the Holy Spirit and not me.
那下面接下来一点呢？就是在祷告的过程当中，另外的一个顺服的方面，就是我们要接受神的安排。
The second aspect of obedient prayer is that we need to accept and internalize God's arrangement.
当我们发出祷告的时候，我们都希望神按照我们的心意来成就我们所求的事项，是不是呢？
When we pray, we always hope that God will accomplish.The things according to our prayer, isn't that right?
但是圣经上说，人心多有计谋，唯有耶和华的筹算才能立定。
But the Bible says there are many plans in man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand.
神有他的方式，他有他的时间。
God has his way, his plan, and his timing.
这个不是按照我们的意志来转移的。
It's not according to our will.
而且我们在生活当中遇到了一些困难，遇到一些不如意的事情，甚至是一些灾难性的事情，其实这也是神的计划的一部分。
And there are things we have in our lives, the difficulties, the sometimes hardship or suffering is in God's plan.
大家想想在创世纪里面约瑟的故事。
Let's think about the story of Joseph in Genesis.
他屡屡地遇到这些灾难性的这种经历。
He has so many sufferings in his life.
我想他当时的祷告绝对不是说去见到他所遇到的那些情形。
I'm very sure he did not pray for all those sufferings.
但是当最后神把他一件一件的这些不幸的事情放在一起的时候，我们可以看到神完成了，通过约瑟的这些经历完成了自己一个宏伟的计划。
But at the end, when God put all the sufferings, each one side by side, all together, we can see the masterpiece that God made out of all the sufferings.
所以神对我们祷告的回应不一定就是按照我们的心愿来回应的。
So God's response to our prayer is not always according to our request.
很多的事情是当我们过了若干年以后，我们再回头来看今天的神对我们的带领，我们会发现他的带领是何等的奇妙。
A lot of times is after many years pass when we look back and we see that the wonderful leading that God has planned for us.
有一次我也是听另外一个姐妹在做见证。
This one time I heard another sister give her testimony.
她说感谢主，幸亏她没有每次都听她的祷告。
She said, give thanks to God. It's good that God doesn't listen to my prayer every time.
他说否则的话我已经嫁错十次的人了。
Otherwise, I have married 10 wrong people.
所以神没有责任让我们心想事成。
So God is not obligated to grant all our wishes.
我们每个人的际遇其实都是神的计划的一部分。
Everything that happened to us is part of God's plan.
神要完成的是那幅奇妙的巨作。
What God is accomplishing is the masterpiece in our lives.
如果你去任何的博物馆去看一幅世界名画，
If you go to any museum to see a world famous painting.
如果你走得很近去看它其中的一个角落的话，就其中的一小部分的话，
If you walk very closely to the painting and see only one small corner of that painting,
你会发现那一个角落并不完美。
You find out that small corner is not perfect.
甚至是很难看。
Maybe even ugly.
但这个时候你要退后一点看它的全幅的图画，你才会看出它的精妙之处。
But if you step back and look at the whole picture, then you see the wonderful wonders of that painting.
神回应我们的祷告也是这样。
And when God answers our prayer, it's the same way.
神使用我们每一个人的际遇也是这样。
God used all the things happen to us is the same way.
所以当我们觉得我们的祷告好像神没有回应的时候，我们不要觉得说这是神不爱我。
So when we feel like God doesn't listen to our prayer, don't take it as God doesn't love me.
恰恰这可能正是神爱你，他要使用你。
And it could be just the contrary. God loves you and He wants to use you.
祷告不是在于我们得到了什么。
Prayer is not about what we get.
而是在于我们经历了什么。
But what we learn through it.
我们学到了什么。
What do we learn?
在过去的两三年的时间里面
，In the past two or three years，
我们教会两个堂的弟兄姊妹，每天早上有一部分弟兄姊妹每天早上七点半，我们都会一起读经祷告。
The brothers and sisters from both churches, every morning 7:30, we get together to read the Bible and pray together online.
这个过了两三年，我们又做了好多个祷告了，是不是？
For two or three years, we prayed a lot, right?
我们看到许多的事项都是按照我们所求的成就了。
We see that a lot of things God granted our wishes, our request.
我们感谢赞美主。
We give thanks to God for that.
但是有些事情呢，确实是还没有听到回音。
But a lot of things we haven't heard God's answer yet.
但是这并不要紧。
But this is not important.
要紧的是我们祷告完了以后，我们心里就得平安了。
The most important thing is after we pray, we have the peace in our hearts.
我们心中有不安，我们把这些事情放到主的脚前，向他陈述我们的诉求，我们就相信他必然听见了我们的诉求。
When we have things trouble us, we lift it up to God and we believe that He heard us, so we have the peace.
那我们就可以放心了，我们就不需要再为这件事情担忧了。
So we can have peace. We don't need to feel stressed, worry about these things.
因为我们知道神的安排，神的计划总是最好的。
Because we believe that God's planning is the best.
所以我们要学习接受神的安排。
So I need to learn how to accept and internalize God's arrangement.
所以祷告的结果也是由神安排的，而不是我们自己。
So the result of prayer is arranged by God and not me.
我们要知道 人心多有计谋，唯有耶和华的筹算才能立定。
We need to know that there are many plans in man's heart, but only God's counsel will stand.
那这里就引出一个话题，是基督徒经常提出的一个话题，说为什么我们的祷告不蒙神垂听呢？
So that brings out a topic, and a lot of Christians ask this question too. Why are our prayers not answered?
这个问题有时候是有人问的，就是说为什么神没有按照我的心意来回应我的祷告呢？
Actually, you are asking how come God didn't answer my prayer according to my will.
确实是，很多时候我们做出祷告，好像没有听到回音，或者是听到的回音是不是我们想要的。
A lot of times, we feel like after we pray, we feel like we didn't get an answer, or the answer is not what we want.
那这是为什么呢？
Why?
这个当然有很多的原因。
There are many reasons.
那个大卫·鲍森牧师他写了这本书，叫《Practicing the Principles of Prayer》。
So, David Paulson wrote a book.
这本书翻译成中文好像叫做《祷告的黄金原则》。
Called Practicing the Principle of Prayer.
在这里，这个大卫牧师他做出一些解释。
So, Pastor David Paulson give us some explanations.
为什么好像我们的祷告神并没有垂听？
How come sometimes we feel like God didn't answer our prayer?
第一个很主要的原因就是我们与神的关系不对。
The first important thing is that our relationship with God is not right.
如果我们心里面没有一个顺服神的这样的一个心态，
If we don't have an attitude of submission,
我们的心态就是我行我素。
Our attitude is I want it my way.
就是说神啊，你来替我做这些事情。
God, you do this for me.
我们有得罪人、得罪神的地方。
Do we sin against people, brothers and sisters, and sin against?
我们不愿意去认罪悔改。
And we don't want to apologize, accept, and repent.
那你想想。这样的话，神会不会告诉我们当做的事情
？Think about it. Would God tell us what we need to do?
因为他知道，告诉了我们，我们也不会去做的。
Because he knows that even if he tells us, we will not do it.
所以圣经里面也讲，如果我们心里面是注重罪的话，那我们的祷告必不蒙垂听。
So it's also in the Bible that if we treasure sin in our heart, our prayer will not be heard.
那另外一点，好像为什么我们的祷告没有得到神的回应呢？
The second point that our answer was not answered, our prayer was not answered.
就是我们与别人的关系不对。
It's that our relationship with other people is not right.
我们有心里面有不愿意原谅的人。
Is there anyone that we don't want to forgive?
或许是别人对我们怀着怨恨。
Is anyone harbor hatred towards us?
我们处在这种不和谐的关系当中。
We don't have a harmonious relationship with other people.
这也会阻碍我们的祷告。
This will hinder our prayer.
因为神给我们的命令就是你要去原谅人。
Because God's command is for us to forgive other people.
甚至你在殿里面献礼的时候，你想起有弟兄向你怀怨，你都要放下这礼物，先去跟弟兄的关系去处理这个关系。
Even you are offering your sacrifice in the temple, and you think of that you offended some brothers, you need to go make peace before you come and offer sacrifice.
圣经也有个具体的例子，就是如果丈夫不爱妻子的话，那丈夫的祷告也会受到阻拦。
Another example in the Bible is that if the husband doesn't love his wife, his prayer will be hindered.
所以与人的关系不对也会阻拦我们的祷告。
So when our relationship with others is not right, that will hinder our prayer.
第三个方面呢，就是我们与自己的关系不对。
The third aspect is that we do not have a right relationship with ourselves.
我们心里面充满了浮躁。
We are restless.
充满了这种不安。
We are uneasy.
我们没有办法安静下来。
We cannot calm down.
这样的话，我们没有办法 平心气和地想清楚我们到底祷告的事项是什么。
Then we cannot think clearly, peacefully what we need to pray about.
当我们心里面充满了怨恨，
When we heart is full of hatred,
充满了苦毒，
a lot of bitterness,
这时候我们没有办法真正地来到神面前寻求他的旨意。
Then we cannot come calmly to God to submit to listen to His guidance.
唯一我们能做的就是先向神求除去我们心中的这种不安。
The only thing we can do is ask God to take away the uneasiness in our heart.
让我们能够平静下来。
So we calm down.
来寻求神的旨意。
And seek God's will.
那另外还有一点。为什么我们的祷告似乎是不蒙垂听呢？
Another reason that our prayer seemingly not answered.
就是我们处在这种属灵的征战当中。
We are under a spiritual warfare.
撒旦时常在搅扰我们。
Satan is always distract us.
让我们对神失去信心。
So that we don't have faith in God.
告诉我们说祷告是没用的。
He tells us that prayer is useless.
他在阻拦我们的祷告。
He's trying to stop our prayer.
我们是在这样的一个属灵的征战当中。
We are in such a spiritual warfare.
那还有一点，为什么好像我们的祷告没有蒙垂听呢？
Another reason that our prayer seemingly is not answered.
这就是神要造就人，他有他的美意。
And that is God want to train believers. He has His good will.
我想我们做过父母的都有这样的经验。
I think whoever be was parents, you have this experience.
就是当小孩子学走路的时候
，When your child is learning to walk,
有时候你会故意放手，对不对
？Sometimes you intentionally let go.
你会故意退后两步，让这个孩子自己走过来。
You step two step back and let the child to walk to you.
那这个时候小孩子很有可能是会摔跤的。
Very likely the child may fall.
但这正是这小孩子学走路的方式。
But this is the way that child learned to walk.
我们在神面前就像这个小孩子一样。
We in front of God is like this child.
神要让我们能够成全完备。
God is trying to perfect us.
他要造就我们。
He wants to train us.
有时候他就放手。
Sometimes he let go.
让我们去经历。
Let us experience.
让我们学习有用的功课。
And we learn the useful lessons.
所以，当我们觉得我们的祷告没有蒙垂听的时候，不是放弃祷告的时候，更是应该有更多的祷告的时候。
So sometimes we feel like our prayer is not answered by God. It's not to give up to pray. It's we should pray more fervently.
这不是神不爱我们。正是因为神爱我们。
It is not God doesn't love us. It is because God loves us.
所以我们看到了，是不是祷告，是不是要祷告，是由神来安排的。
So we see that whether we pray or not is determined by God.
那祷告的内容呢，是要由圣灵来主导的。
The content of the prayer is guided by the Holy Spirit.
那祷告的结果呢，也是神安排的。
The results of God is determined by God.
还有一点就是我们要顺应神的呼召。
The last thing is we need to in compliance with God's calling.
因为在祷告的过程当中，你或许会感受到神对你的启示，神对你的呼召。
Because sometimes during the prayer, you will feel the calling or revelation from God.
当我们得到这样的呼召的时候，我们怎么做呢
？So when you have this revelation or calling, what do you do?
我们可以消灭圣灵的感动，把它给打发掉。
We can quench the leading of the Spirit and put it aside.
我们也可以顺应神的呼召，接受这样的挑战。
And or we can be obedient and take up the challenge.
耶利米书第七章二十三节说：“你们当听从我的话，我就做你们的神，你们也做我的子民。你们行我所吩咐的一切道，就可以得福。”
Jeremiah 7:23 says, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you.
很多时候，我们祷告，在听到神的呼召的时候，我们会感而不动。
A lot of times when we heard the calling from God, we'll be moved that we do not move, we do not take actions.
我们祷告完说，哎呦，好有感动。
After prayer, we say, oh, I'm so moved.
但是却没有动。
But we didn't move to act to action.
或者是神告诉我们什么事情上我们做得不妥当，得罪了人，得罪了神。
Sometimes we, God tells us that things that we didn't do well, that we sin against God, sin against people.
我们也很痛悔。
And we confess and repent.
但是却是悔而不改。
But we didn't turn away from our sin and change our way.
这个就叫消灭圣灵的感动。
And this is what we call quench the leading of the Spirit.
我时常也有这种感觉。
I often have this kind of feeling.
往往在祷告的过程当中，神会提醒我说：“哎，你看谁谁谁需要帮助，谁谁谁或者需要探访。”
During prayer, I'll have the revelation that this person may need a visitation, and this person may need some help.
很多时候，我就时常在为自己找借口。
Many times I'll find excuses for myself.
哎呀，我很忙啊，抽不出时间。
I'm too busy. I don't have time.
或者这个人也不一定需要我帮助啊。
Or this person doesn't really need my help.
或者他熬过这几天就没事了。
Maybe he suffers through these 2 days. He will be fine.
其实这就是感而不动，消灭圣灵的感动。
And this is what I mean. You move but didn't move and quench the leading of the Spirit.
其实我们都想经历神，对不对
？In reality, we want to experience God. Everyone.
其实顺应神的呼召，这就是经历神的一个大好的机会。
To be obedient to God's calling is the best opportunity to experience God.
而且神的呼召往往是超出我们的能力所在的。
And God's calling is always beyond our ability.
那想想，如果神叫我们做的事情都是我们的能力可以做得到的。
If you think that all the things God called us to do is within our ability.
那么怎么彰显神的荣耀呢？
How does God's glory be revealed?
我们怎么显出来这是神的工作呢？
How do we show that's God's work?
这让我想起六年前，大概六年前我们要植堂的时候。
It reminds me about 6 years ago we planned a church.
因为当时我们要植堂的时候，我们所想的模式呢，是跟一个说英文的教会合作。
Our vision at that time is collaborate with English-speaking church.
我们在他们的教堂那里租一个场地，就像现在那样租一个场地，我们有个中文堂的聚会。
We are thinking rent a place, a room in that English-speaking church have the Chinese worship.
然后呢，我们就把我们的青少年和儿童就交给这个说英文的教会。
And we give our children and youth ministry to the English church, English-speaking church.
由他们来牧养。
Let them shepherd them.
但后来发现神并没有开这样的门。
Then we found out God did not open the door like this for us.
我们一时就有点不知道怎么做了。
And suddenly we don't know what to do.
因为儿童大概还好办，跟他们说中文大概也可以糊弄过去，是不是？
Because children probably is easier. You can speak to them in Chinese.
但对于青少年来说，这个是不大可能的。
But for the youth, it's not.Possible to talk to them in Chinese.
所以我们一直向神祷告说，求神差遣工人来承担这项的事工，替我们成立一个英文堂。
So we pray fervently, ask God to pray to send workers to take care of the youth and the children.
但是我们祷告了很长一段时间，也没有看到有什么动静。
After long time prayer, we didn't see anyone coming.
反而这个时候。我跟陈腾都心里面有这种感动，说神就告诉我们说，你们自己去做。
At this time, both Tan and I have the revelation in our hearts that God said, "You and Tan go do it."
我们一开始觉得这个开玩笑，这个绝对不是神的声音。
In the beginning, we said, "No, it's not possible. This cannot be God's voice."
我们一直在拒绝这样的想法。
We refuse to accept the calling.
我们既没有这方面的能力，也没有这方面的恩赐，也没有这方面的时间。
We don't have the ability, we don't have the time to do this.
怎么可能是我们呢？
How could it be us?
但后来真的我们就是硬着头皮，就是像赶鸭子上架一样，我们就说好吧，我们就试一试。
So we decided, okay, we'll do it and see what happens.
结果发现确实是有神的供应。
And we found out God will supply.
在我们不足的地方，神自己填补。
Where we are lacking, God will supply.
这是其实让我们自己经历到神。
And through this, we experience God.
其实如果我们不去做的话，神一定会兴起其他人来做的。
Even if we did not do it, God will raise other people to do this ministry.
只不过是我们自己失去了经历神的一个机会。
But we lose the opportunity to experience God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
当你祷告的时候，感受到神的呼召的时候，
When you pray and feel the calling from God,
顺应他的呼召，
Be obedient to God's calling.
接受这一挑战，
Accept the challenge.
这是经历神的机会。
This is an opportunity to experience God.
所以祷告之后，听从神，顺应他的呼召，这个不是由我们自己来决定，而是要顺从神。
So after prayer, you submit to God's calling. It's not decided by us, but decided by God.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以看到这个顺服的祷告是从顺服神开始到顺服神结束，是不是呢？
So we can see that an obedient prayer starts with obedient to God and then ends with obedient to God.
这就是在灵里面的祷告，顺服的祷告。
And this is a prayer in the spirit and it's an obedient prayer.
但很多时候我们会觉得，哎呀，我不知道怎么祷告啊。
A lot of times we say, I don't know how to pray.
我怎么样才能够不住的祷告呢？
How can I pray unceasingly?
首先我们要知道，祷告不是说我们对着空气说话。
So first we need to know prayer is not speaking into the air.
祷告是一场属灵的征战。
Praying is a spiritual warfare.
在以弗所书第六章讲到要穿戴神所赐的全副的军装的时候，
In Ephesians 6, when we talk about we need to take up the whole armor of God,
最后一项的这个军装的最后一个东西就是要拿着圣灵的宝剑。
The last item of the armor is the sword of the Spirit.
我们看看拿着圣灵的宝剑是干什么用？
When you take up the sword of the Spirit, what do you do with it?
所以说并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。
It says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
所以戴上神所赐的全副的军装是去参战的。
So when we put on the whole armor of God, we go and fight in the warfare.
那我们参战的其中很重要的一个方式就是随时多方祷告祈求。
One way to participate in the warfare is pray always and unceasingly.
并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。
And we need to be watchful to the end and pray for all saints.
保罗继续说，也要为他祈求。
And Paul continued to say, "You need to pray for me."
使他能够得着口才。
So he has the eloquency.
让他能够放胆传讲福音。
He can be bold to spread the gospel.
所以每当我们祷告的时候，就是我们参与到这场属灵征战的时候。
So whenever we pray, we are involved in the spiritual warfare.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
而且呢，祷告不是说我们只是在对着自己说话。
And when we pray, we're not only talking to ourselves.
每当我们祷告的时候，其实是有很多的参与者的。
When we pray, there are so many different participants.
除了与我们同心祷告的这些弟兄姊妹以外
，other than the brothers and sisters that pray with us.
我们看看谁参与到我们的祷告当中。
Let's see who.Also participate in the prayer.
首先有圣父，他是我们祷告的倾听者。
So first is the Holy Father. He listens. He's the listener to our prayer.
然后呢，有圣子，他是我们祷告的这个搭桥者。
Then is the Son. He's the mediator of our prayer.
所以我们是奉主耶稣基督的名向父神求。
That's why we pray in Jesus' name to our Father.
还有圣灵也参与到我们的祷告当中。
And the Holy Spirit also participate in the prayer.
刚才我们看到了， 祷告的主导者就是圣灵。
The driver of our prayer is the Holy Spirit.
那三位一体的真神都参与到我们的每一个祷告当中。
The triune God participates in every one of our prayers.
这个当然还有一个参与者，就是撒旦和邪灵。
There's another participant, and that's the Satan and demons.
他是我们祷告的破坏者。
They are the destroyers of our prayers.
所以我们是在这样的一场激烈的属灵征战当中。
So we are involved in this very warfare that's fighting the war.
我们是不是时常要祷告呢？
Should we pray always?
时常要警醒呢？
We'll be vigilant always.
那我们怎么样才能够做到随时随地随时可以祷告呢？
How do we pray always unceasingly?
很多时候弟兄姊妹说我不知道怎么开口。
Sometimes brothers and sisters say I don't know how to open my mouth to pray.
我在这里给大家一个建议。
I give you a suggestion.
我不是想要告诉大家说按照某个公式这样来祷告。
I'm not giving you a formula that you can follow.
按照公式的祷告呢往往就不是在圣灵里面的祷告。
If you follow a formula, very often it's not a prayer in the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，我给大家一个建议呢，你就可以按照这样的一种方法来学习，怎么样随时随地可以向神发出祷告。
So I give you a suggestion. You can follow the suggestion and pray always. Use this suggestion.
那这个建议呢，就是用这个英文字母这个祷告 pray 这个字，每一个字母代表一个方面。
So.This suggestion is using pray, this word acronym, to, for each one, for prayer.
你就可以随时用这样的一种方法，随时都可以向神发出祷告。
Using this, you can pray anytime, everywhere to God.
P 就代表的是 praise and give thanks, 就是赞美和感恩。
Pray, P is for praise and give thanks.
我们因为神的伟大因为神的本性来赞美他。
We because God's greatness and His attributes, we praise Him and give thanks.
我们因为神为我们所做的一切来感谢他。
We give thanks to God because all the things that He did for us.
为什么我们可以常常喜乐呢？
How can we be joyful all the time?
我们常常喜乐的一个很重要的一个原因，就是因为我们知道神与我们同在，神为我们成就了这么多，神为我们真是解救了我们最大的问题，这不是值得我们感恩、值得我们喜乐的吗？
The reason we can be joyful all the time because we know God loves us and solve our problems, give us salvation, and this that's why we are always joyful and give thanks to Him.
所以你想喜乐吗？
So do you want to be joyful?
常常向神发出感恩的赞美。
Just give thanks and praise to God always.
第二点，这个 R 就是 repent， 就是认罪悔改。
R is repent.
在祷告当中，我们向神发出祈求，向神发出这种悔改，我们在哪里做得不妥当，在哪里是得罪了神，得罪了人。
So in prayer, we confess to God. We confess where do we sin against God and sin against man.
我们祈求神的赦免、原谅。
We ask God to forgive us.
我们得罪了人，我们也向人祈求赦免、原谅。
If we sin against man, we also ask that person to forgive us.
然后 A 呢，就是 ask， 就是祈求。
A is ask.
这就是我们可以向神发出我们心里面所想的这些心愿，我们向神陈述。
And that is we can tell God what we want and we ask Him.
我在上一次在这里跟大家分享的信息里面就讲到最明智的祈求。
Last time when I share with you the wisest request ask.
大家记不记得有哪些方面的？明智的祈求。
Do you remember what's the wise request?
一个明智的祈求就是求祝福，对不对？
The wise request is to ask for blessings.
就求神来保守我们，祝福我们。
To ask God to bless us and keep us.
这是明智的祈求。
What's the wiser request?
更明智的祈求呢，就是向神求智慧。
The wiser request is ask for wisdom.
像所罗门一样。
It's like Solomon.
他求智慧，那神也把这些富足，把这些荣耀也加添给他。
Solomon asked for wisdom, but God also gave him riches.
那一个更明智的祈求，一个最明智的祈求，就是要求神的国度，求他的公义。
What's the wisest request is to ask for God's kingdom, God's righteousness.
就是求神在我们心里面掌权做王。
Is ask God to be the king in our hearts.
让神来改变我们。
And ask God to change us.
所以这个是向神祈求。
And this is to ask to God.
那最后呢，就是要把一切交托给神。
And the last one is yield.
就是要交托。
We need to yield to God.
就是刚才讲到的，要接受神的安排，顺应他的呼召。
And that is what I was talking about. We need to accept God's arrangement and submissive to His calling.
所以这些都是我们随时随地不需要说开祷告会的时候才祷告的。
This is we can do it anytime. We don't have to pray while we are in the prayer meeting.
我们在做家务的时候，在洗碗的时候，就可以想到神的值得我们去赞美感恩的地方，或者是我们自己有一些需要认的罪，或者是我们所要祈求的东西，我们就随时随地就可以向神发出这种请求。
So, even while you are doing your house chores or doing any work, you can think of what you need to pray or you need to ask God or how you can yield to God.
当我们祷告的时候，我们可以带着这样的一种心态。
And when we pray, we need to have this kind of attitude.
我是很喜欢但以理的三个朋友。
I like the three friends of the, Daniel.
因为他们不愿意向尼布甲尼撒所树立的这个金像下拜。
Because they didn't want to bow to the gold statue made by Nebuchadnezzar.
他们很有可能会被扔到这个火窑里面去。
They are going to be thrown into the fiery furnace.
但是面对这样的一种严酷的这样的一种逼迫，
When they facing such severe persecution,
他们对这个王说，即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。
They say to Nebuchadnezzar, if that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from theburning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king.
这是我们在向神祷告的时候可以有的这种希望。
This is what we can hope for when we pray to God.
我们也有这样的信心。
We have this kind of faith.
神爱我们，他会解救我们。
God loves us, he will save us.
他会提供我们一切所需用的。
He will supply all our needs.
但是如果这不是神的旨意，
But if this is not God's will, God's plan,
神就是要让我们去经历这些苦难。
God wants us to go through the sufferings.
那也让神的旨意成全。
And we still make God's will be done.
这十八节说，急或不然，王啊，你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
In verse 18 it says, But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve you gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.
就说即使我们不明白神为什么没有按照我们的想法来回应我们的祷告。
And that is, even if we don't understand why God did not answer us according to our will,
我们还是做对的事。
We are still choosing to do the right thing.
我们仍然祷告。
We still pray.
这样的话，我们可以做到不住的祷告。
Then we can do prayer without ceasing.
让神帮助我们。
Pray that God help us.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们再次感谢你赐给我们祷告的权柄。
Lord, we give you thanks again to give us the authority to pray.
主啊，求你赐给我们这样的盼望。
Lord, give us this kind of hope.
赐给我们信心。
Give us faith.
让我们祷告当中不丧志。
So we don't lose our heart while we pray.
让我们能够随着圣灵的带领不住的祷告。
And we can follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, pray without ceasing.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.